My name's Sam Corbett. I am a teacher assistant by day and basically into my fitness at night.
My name's Stuart Levitt. I am a run coach and strength and conditioning coach, and then spent the last 10 years taking on charity challenges of mad proportions.
Sam, I mean, what you're about to do later this month is... I don't know. There are no words to describe it. There are no words.
It's brilliant doing? Because it's for charity and a very, very good cause.
Yeah.
But it sounds mad all at the same time.
Well, I was obviously speaking with Stu because Stu's just as mad as what I am. Obviously, Stu's done charity events before. I've done charity events before, but not to this magnitude. And obviously, you can do a 10K run, you can do a 5K run, but I kind of wanted to do something a little bit different. So it went from, I literally woke up one morning, messaged Stu and said, I've come up with a weird idea, bit out there. Would you be up for doing this? So yeah, we kind of like two different countries, two different climates, because it's going to be -2, -3 in Budapest and 25 degrees plus in Dubai.
Wow. I mean, Stuart, what was your reaction when you got this message and Sam had told you his madcap idea that he'd dreamt up? What was going through your head at this point?
I was actually delighted it was someone else to come up with the idea other than me for a day. So, jumped at it.
You're usually ideas man, are you, Entity?
It seemed that way. So it's nice that Sam, sort of came to me and said, I've got this crazy idea. And I just got that sort of nervous, buzzy feeling in the stomach and thought, yeah, this sounds great, right up my street.
So you were like, yeah, let's just go for it. So to do that at any time, you know, is a challenge. But I mean, you've got a global pandemic, COVID restrictions and all that, so obviously a lot of planning, a lot of thoughts have to go into it, Sam.
Yeah, so I have, as well as being a teacher assistant, I also have my own kind of independent travel agency as well, which I do on the side. So I kind of wanted to show people that it is safe to travel, how to do the PCR test before, how safe it is to travel on the airlines. I went to Dubai in August, on holiday myself. So I understand, like, and put across how good their kind of the mandatory masks, and what it is compared to what it is like in England. Obviously, myself and Stu are going to vlog and blog the whole charity event, but also show people that it is safe to fly, the PCR tests, the passenger locator form that everybody's obviously quite kind of confused about. We're just going to basically show the whole hog.
Yes, and you know, by doing that, yeah, you can show people that maybe thinking and maybe a bit scared of sort of getting back into sort of going abroad that, you know, it's okay. So
yeah, I mean, we've looked into the PCR tests and stuff like that. So obviously there are 3 or 4 different ones: 3 hours before, 12 hours before, 24 hours before. So it just kind of gives you that kind of the relaxation of how much it's going to cost, but also at the same time, I'll show the whole check-in procedure as well. So obviously we're going to vlog and blog everything. So there's going to be no stone unturned of us doing the 10K run in Budapest, in Dubai, and then back in Budapest, but also obviously the wearing of masks and the PCR test as well.
Now I have to say, gentlemen, I obviously have been reading up about the challenge and I thought the 10K run in Budapest, 10K run in Dubai, another 10K run in Budapest sounds grueling. But to find out just before we came on air that you're actually going to do it in what is essentially about 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I must admit, I kind of got... Stuart is a Guinness World Record holder. So I kind of, obviously, this isn't going to be a Guinness Book of World Record holder thing, but at the same time, it's going to be a conversational piece. So my thing was... Stu's obviously the Guinness World Record holder. I'll let him explain that to you. But I wanted to go a little bit madder, so to speak. And obviously doing it for charity as well is a conversational piece. And obviously being in the paper and obviously with Stu, the social media side of it as well, it gets people talking. It's a madness.
Stu, I have to ask, Guinness World Record holder, tell us more.
In 2016, I come up with the idea of trying to break the Guinness World Record for a mixed team relay run from John O'Groats to Land's End. So there was 12 runners, eight guys and four ladies. And you, one of you has to be running continuously and you sort of pass the baton on. We beat the record by 18 hours in the end. So we still hold it. It took us 4 days, 12 hours to run from John O'Groats to Land's End. So, yeah.
That is impressive. That is very impressive. So
that really is impressive.
Yes. And how did you two meet then? How did that sort of connection happen?
I was quietly minding my own business in the school queue, and then this rather mad peroxide hair blonde man comes and started talking to me.
Thanks.
Obviously, what people may not know is the actual reason for doing this and the cause you're raising money for.
So I've doing it for Mammalian Cancer. One of my best friends, James Markham, is going through treatment at the moment. And it was just the kind of thing that's close to my heart. My nan had cancer, but unfortunately she passed away from COVID. So, but to see what the charity goes through, and like you say, the way it affects people's lives, friends and family, and basically everyone around us, it just seemed the ideal one in my eyes to kind of do. And the support that I've got from Mammalian Cancer as well has been sensational.
Okay, so they've supported you in the challenge and
they're going to provide me t-shirts and banners and stuff like that. So
okay, well, Sam, tell me about James, a very close friend of yours who has cancer. But
basically, I have known him since I was, 15, 16 years of age. Grown up with him, played football with him, and still do play football with him. Obviously, we're a little bit older now, so we're now classed as playing in a vets league.
Okay, we'll leave that one there, shall we?
But we still class our mindset is we're still those young kids at heart. We can still run up and down that pitch and literally run around for a whole 90 minutes and score wonderful goals. It's just literally play football with him. And then one day just turn around and said, obviously he's got this, he's going for test, this, that, and the other. And then the next week he was obviously having his treatment.
I mean, that's devastating, you know, for that to happen, and for that word cancer. Just, yeah. I don't know. I mean, how's the treatment going for?
I think he's going through his last set of treatment now. He did a charity event just before he started his treatment, and he's a bit like me. He's a bit obsessed with his hair, so he did Brave the Shave. So he basically shaved all of his hair off. And obviously, I'm not going to do that. So
you chose to run 10K.
I chose to run. So literally, started talking with Stu. Obviously, his madness rubbed off on me. And this is where we are now.
So from a trainer's point of view and a coach's point of view, Stu, what are you expecting and what are you aiming for while you're out there doing the run?
I think it was something like this. You've got to factor in the actual running. So you've actually got to sort of put the miles in training for it. The stuff you can't really prep for is the temperature change. So the temperature deficit going from freezing cold to boiling hot is going to be something which is a bit of a challenge in itself. You then got the actual overall fatigue of the travel as well as the running. So there's lots of components you've got to try and factor in, your hydration, your nutrition. So the training side of it is one factor, but there's all the other things you've got to take into account as well, away from the actual putting one foot in front of the other, which sort of appeals to me even more. The more challenging it is, the more stuff against you, the more appealing it is, really. So it's an exciting one.
And it sounds like you like a challenge, Stu.
Over the last 10 years I've taken on a few. So near us in Swinley Forest, I did a 12-hour tyre drag. So that was a 30-kilo tyre, and I dragged that behind me for 12 hours. I ran 100 miles nonstop, which took me about 23 hours. So there's been a few. And this one is, she's up there with them, the most mad, yeah.
Yeah. And Sam, how are you feeling about it? I mean, you know, now we're sort of getting closer to when you head out and actually do it. I mean, there's obviously the planning that's been going on and the idea.
Yeah, I must admit, we've been quite lucky with the weather in England, with it being so cold, obviously, the last week or so. That's enabled me to kind of adjust to what it's potentially going to be like in Budapest. Obviously, Dubai, I think my adrenaline will be pumping so much just because of running around the Burj Khalifa. But we were saying the other day, it's obviously people watch our stories. Some people only watch them first thing in the morning and some and then don't watch them until last thing at night. So you've kind of got a conversational piece there and a motivational piece for me. The fact that yourself, John, might watch our story when we leave London, then you might catch us at Budapest.
How did that happen?
And then
where did they go?
And then all of a sudden you finish work and it's 6-7 o'clock at night and now they run around the Burj Khalifa. This makes no sense.
So it gets people talking and also raises money and awareness, I suppose, of the work that Macmillan do. But why did you choose those two countries? Why would Budapest and why?
I've always wanted to go like Christmas market style kind of thing. I'm Disney obsessed and I always go there at Christmas. Obviously, the last 2 years I haven't been able to because of the pandemic. So I was going to throw something Disney in, but obviously I'm a big kid. Stu's mad, but I didn't think Stu would really want to go to Disney with me and this, that, and the other. So I was just kind of like, well, let's look at potential destinations with a mixture of different climates, but within a good flight difference, but also a bit mad. So the total flight time on the way out is going to be 12 hours. But
I recommend sleeping on the plane. You might need it.
Most people, you know, that sort of flight is enough. But you're doing the running when you get there as well. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing thing to do and an amazing cause. So how can we support you, Sam, if we want to? I'll get behind you on this.
So it's literally kind of the whole thing of doing this is and doing those two kind of climates and two like Budapest and Dubai is it gets people talking, it gets a buzz. Even walking down the street, I mean, I didn't realize, yes, we had something online that had been posted, but I didn't realize it was actually in the newspaper this week. And getting notice for that just from some random person just walking through Bagshot Village, kind of was like, wow, we actually are doing a thing here. And it's just this last probably since yesterday that I've gone like, wow, we're doing this in 10 days.
Yes, it's happening. And you have a Just Giving page, don't you, for the fundraising?
Yeah, we have a Just Giving page as well. So we've smashed through our we only set a target of £500. We smashed through that already, and we still got 10 days to go. And hopefully from the kind of vlogging and blogging throughout the next 2 weeks, people might get sick and tired of my face. They might mute me. But as long as they sponsor myself and Stu a little bit of money for a worthwhile cause, then I'm happy.
So it's justgiving.com/fundraising/Dubai-, and you can read all about it and read people's comments as well. And that must encourage you as well, both of you, you know, sort of seeing the comments and people kind of spurring you on with that.
I was just saying, it doesn't matter how many challenges you do, it's the link back to how people are affected by it. You hear the stories of how people have been affected by cancer. All that stuff that goes on away from the actual putting one through from the other always spurs you on. And when you have those moments where you are tired, you do think back to those comments and just think of those stories you've heard, or the people that have been affected by cancer. And it does, it makes you dig that little bit deeper and work that a little bit harder, because you're in a little bit of pain while you're running. But actually, in comparison, we're very lucky that we've got our health and be able to do it. So, yeah.